Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "But I say to you who are willing to hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on the cheek, offer the other one as well. If someone takes your coat, don't withhold your shirt either. Give to everyone who asks, and don't demand your things back from those who take them. Treat people in the same way that you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, why should you be commended? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, why should you be commended? Even sinners do that. If you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, why should you be commended? Even sinners lend to sinners expecting to be paid back in full. Instead, love your enemies. Do good and lend expecting nothing in return. If you do, you will have a great reward. You will be acting the way children of the Most High act, for he is kind to ungrateful and wicked people. Be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. Don't judge, and you won't be judged. Don't condemn, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good portion packed down, firmly shaken, and overflowing will fall into your lap. The portion you give will determine the portion you receive in return." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Roadblocks. Doesn't it annoy you when you're trying to get someplace and there's a roadblock that slows you down? You probably experienced that this morning getting here, some of you maybe, huh? You make all the preparations to get to your destination. You gas up the car. You even wash it so it looks nice when you get there. You're driving along and there it is, roadblock. Because it's something, what? An accident maybe up the road? Or something that might have fallen into the road? Whatever it is, you are stopped. And now you either have to wait until whatever caused it has moved, or you move very, very slowly until you pass by the cause of the roadblock. Once you pass by and you see what caused it, then you can pick up the momentum and move forward towards your destination. There's a story, it's supposed to be true, which about a guy named Rory Johnson, 29 years old, who was arrested back in May for robbing a liquor store in Elkhart, Indiana. Johnson had parked in the back of the liquor store to make it convenient for him to get away. But he had trouble exiting because there was congestion due to road construction. Roadblock. 5 minutes after the robbery, he was still sitting in his car, having moved only a few feet, and some employees of the liquor store pointed him out to the police. Not good. So, here we are. Everyone here is on a journey. Life's journey. I'm sure a lot of you, maybe when you were interviewing, for example, may have had the interviewer ask you, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" Have you ever had that question asked you? Mm-hmm. Now, those of you who are goal-oriented, you'll have your goals laid out. Hopefully, you've got them in writing. And you know the short-range goals that you have to meet to reach that one long-range goal, don't you? What I love about the Bible is all the stories in it showing guidelines for us to follow, to help us know where to turn, where not to turn, how far up the road it is. It even gives straightforward lists of what to do and what not to do to help us reach our goals. It's great. One story, showing examples, it was read this morning about Joseph. Here's a guy who, when he was young, had a very good idea of where his future was going to hold. He had 11 brothers. Now, when Joseph was 17, he was tending the flocks along with his brothers, and he brought their father a bad report about them. His father, Israel, loved Joseph more than any of his sons because he had been born to him in his old age. And he made for him an ornate robe. You've heard about the coat of many colors. Well, when his brothers understood that he loved him, Joseph, more than any of them, they hated him. Then Joseph had two different dreams, and he told them to his brothers. Probably not a good idea, but saying basically that on one day they were going to bow down to him. They would bow down to him? So they hated him all the more. They considered killing him, but instead they sold him to some Ishmaelites who were traveling by one day. Roadblock. Not exactly what he had planned for his future or his journey. And Joseph experienced some other bad experience situations, i.e., continuous slowdown in the journey to his destination. However, Joseph obeyed God and did right. And he ended up in a very high-ranking position under Egypt's Pharaoh, where he was empowered to use his wisdom to save all of Egypt and the nations around them from a famine, including his brothers and his father. It's a great story. But our example here is in today's reading. After their father died, the brothers sent a message to Joseph asking him to forgive them of the sins and the wrongs they had committed against him and treating him so badly. When he read the message, Joseph wept. Then, oh, here it comes. His brothers came and threw themselves and bowed down to him, saying, "We are your slaves." So here's the example. Joseph could have taken his hostility out on them right then and there. He had the authority under Pharaoh to have so many options available to him. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I God? You planned something bad for me, but God produced something good from it in order to save the lives of many people." In the natural, you, me, anyone would have responded so differently, so totally different. But Joseph loved his brothers and responded accordingly. Destination reached. Jesus said in our gospel reading this morning, "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." We are on a journey, life's journey. On any journey, we need directions, a map, a GPS that will tell us where to turn, where not to turn. Paul gave us directions in his letter to the Colossians. A few verses before our reading this morning, Paul said, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is." Then this morning we read, "Rid yourselves of such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, and obscene language. Don't lie to each other." Roadblocks. None of us want these roadblocks in our lives. Not only do they hinder our relationships with our family, friends, and co-workers, but they hinder our journey in our personal relationship with Christ. And they affect our ministry. Oh, and just a reminder, friends, family, co-workers are a part of our ministry. Sometimes we think our ministry involves those who are out there, at the food pantry, at the furniture thrift store, the homeless, that person on the street I just gave a couple dollars to, people out there. But our actions minister or don't minister to everyone around us. It's much easier to smile and wear our church face once or twice a week, trying to show an example of who Christ is in our lives. It's a lot harder to keep this going at home, isn't it? In our everyday lives, when the little things can upset us so easily. He left the top off the toothpaste again. He keeps leaving the cabinet doors open. And Maureen, where can I find that? If you think I'm talking to anyone specifically here, I'm not. We all do this. Well, my husband does leave the cabinets open sometimes. But I'm talking to all of us, because we all can have these tendencies. And this is really where we show who Christ is in our lives. Remember in the beginning this morning when I talked about making all the preparations to get to our destination by gassing up the car and even getting it washed so it looks nice when it's there? When we get there? Having been raised with Christ, we know we have the Holy Spirit to guide us. We are filled by the Holy Spirit. So we have the fuel we need, and He is there to direct us. If you use Google Maps, they provide written direction to our destination. Also, how many of you use GPS or Google Maps app, right? That will vocally tell you directions. In 1 mile, turn right on such and such a street, right? My GPS has gotten me through a lot of situations, especially when I was coming up here and I didn't know Dunedin for anything. If you use Google Maps, they provide written directions. Now, if we need to get from point A to point B, any direction or instructions on how to get there would be rather helpful, wouldn't it? Instead of trying to flounder and figure it out yourself. Well, I will tell you, one set of directions we will have is in our renewal works. Starting next Saturday, March 2, we will begin 4 workshops for renewal works. It's on the back of your newsletter. The instructions of how to register is all here. Everything is there. And we'll go through where have we been, where are we now, where do we feel called to God, and how will we get there. So check this out. So even when we read this morning, I am a strong believer that repetition is most helpful to learning. Even as parents, when we're training our children, repetition comes in handy. So, if you will, turn in your bulletin to page 4. The second reading, second paragraph. Let's read it together slowly. Therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with each other, and if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive them. As the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other. And stop there. Stop there. Patience, that's a big one. But you know what really stands out for me? It's forgiveness. It's mentioned 3 times. Watchman Nee said that more ground is gained in the lives of believers through forgiveness than through any other single thing. Is any of this easy? No. But can we do this? Yes. If we follow Paul's next instruction, where he says, "And over all these things, put on love." Did I mention washing your car? This is the car wash. Put on love. That's the greatest command given to us. And then, at the end of our journey, we will hear, "Destination reached. Well done, thou good and faithful servant."